conditions, and the opening of the match went in my side, and was that sort of relaxed me a bit more, and I was felt that I'm in a good driving seat, and that Thomas was all the time catching me, and I was serving good in the right moments. So yeah, feels great to be in the semis. First time after three tries in quarterfinals, lost both times to eventual winners, and just feels great to be here.
Aaron, where were you during the U.S. Open last year, and what were you thinking during that time?
Yeah, I was back in Croatia, and I was training. I was preparing for a time when I'm going to play, and definitely I was, I mean, it was a difficult period. I didn't know when I'm going to start back, but was also a good period for me. I matured a bit more, and I was working day after day. I wasn't, you know, relaxing and doing nothing, and so I think that helped me to improve physically, and also it helped me to have, you know, enough time to put some new parts in my game, which are helping me to play this good now.
Did you ever envision during that time that you would be in the semifinals as quickly as you are?
I was feeling already at that time that I was improving. I improved a lot, but when you come to the tournaments, when you start the season, it's completely different atmosphere. It's completely different things than when you're playing on the practice court. And I felt that I needed just a couple months to adjust with the game. Even though I had great success beginning of the year, I felt that I started to play really well from French Open. And since then, I think the things are in a good place for me and moving really, really good with everything.
What happened to you last year, Maren? Have you used that as motivation, or have you just put it behind you and move on?
In that period, I've used it, I mean, to work hard, to do everything what I can. And of course, it was a huge motivation for me when I came back. And I felt that I was more happy, like if I would compare it with the times before. I was more enjoying much more on the tennis court, and still working hard for it. And I wasn't sort of I felt more tougher with myself in the preparations and during the matches, just clearer with my goals.
Were you missing?
Like,
or wait a second.
Tennis taken away from you.
Sorry, can you?
You know what it's like to have tennis taken away from you.
Yeah. So it feels you know, it hurts more now. Yeah.
So you had this really tough thing happen to you. You were a popular, successful pro, and then when you were sidelined, what was your thinking? Did you have a lot of anger? Did you just accept it? And how did you mature?
Well, I mean, it angered me how all the process went, because it was not fair to me, and it wouldn't be fair to any tennis player. So that was very bad memories. But you know, when you are against big organizations, you are a small ant, you can't do much. So I just accepted it, and when I came back to tennis court, I erased it from my memory. I just used the positive parts, which, you know, made me tougher, and I felt that I was more, you know, directed to the goals I want, and with the great atmosphere in my team, I feel it, you know, helped me to gain much more in all different areas.
Have you spoken to Victor, and do you think there is a drug problem in our sport?
I mean, I spoke with Victor in April, seen him, but I haven't seen him since he started to play. He was in Europe, and I mean, he also had a extremely difficult period. I mean, he wasn't positive on the test and got suspended for a year, and that's, I mean, difficult to understand. But I mean, I don't think there is drugs in our sport. I feel that it's pretty safe.
Maren, can you give a little preview of what you expect to see tonight in the Monfils Federer match?
I mean, they played in Cincinnati, and over there, I think they played, and over there I felt that, I mean, it was similar. They played also a night match, and I feel that, I mean, when Federer is playing well, I mean, Monfils is more defensive kind of player, serves big, and I think it's going to be more about how is Roger going to play. If he's going to play well, I think Gael is going to have big trouble. But, you know, it's very difficult conditions. It's very windy, and, I mean, you never know with Gael. He can play amazing.
Going back to the previous answer, could you explain how you said the process was unfair? Could you explain in what way it was unfair or how you weren't treated properly?
Well, I mean, first, a notification letter what they've sent me. They sent me that I was positive to a substance, which I wasn't. And that proved to be one of the main things that were talked about on the hearing, and that you know, I was released basically on the day of the decision. It was already 4 months past, so it was basically like they were giving me zero, and that was, I mean, difficult to understand why it happened like that and why, and I haven't got any explanation for that. So that was. I mean, for me, there was nothing much I could do because they played with the rules, and they used it for their advantage.
Did you miss a lot of tennis in that period of struggling, or in a way you say, well, it's destiny, you take it, you know, like fate, nothing you can do against a big power and I would survive.
Yeah.
What was your...
I missed a lot of tennis, for sure. I was, you know, you are all the time on the tour, and from one day to another, you are not anymore on the tour, and it was just very difficult even to deal with that. But I sort of didn't think about that too much. I was training all the time, and you know, I had good times as well off the court, so that was positive.